What do you call people whose skin is black?
Dog. I would say dog skin.
Okay. Well, now, if you're talking about the two races, what would you call the people whose skin is black, as opposed to the people whose skin is white?
I would say, well, they have white skin.
Okay. So, on the one hand, they're the white people, and on the other hand, they're the...
Black people.
Okay. And what are some other words that you would use to refer to your race, besides calling yourself black people?
Negro.
Okay. And,
Just wait a minute, go back there and tell the white people call them for catching.
That's right. Okay.
Now you have.
Okay. Now, let's see, if a white person gets mad with a colored person, what might he call him?
What he might call him?
Mm-hmm.
When he gets mad.
Mm-hmm. When he gets mad, he call him black.
Okay.
Oh. Call him black Negro.
No. Now, if a colored person gets mad with a white person, what's something that he might call him?
I know
the word.
They're gonna call us a nigger.
That nigger is the word that they call.
That's right. And they get mad when they call us a nigger. Well, we get mad, then we call them cracker.
Cracker. Okay. Okay, fine. Now, have you ever heard colored people call white people any sage? Are you familiar with that word?
Yeah, that's right. You know, that's the word. That's one of the words.
Well, it's not familiar through here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's I've heard that in North Georgia. But
that's right. It's not used to me. I know, you know, like I have on these children, they pick up most anything.
Oh, yes.
I've heard that. Uh-huh. Scrolls. I stopped way back young, but they keep me informed, you know,
sure.
Anything,
uh-huh.
But I have heard that.
Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting.
But sager is the word, one of the words.
Mm-hmm. And so do people use sager in Tolliver County, Reverend Greer?
Okay.
Is that where, did you hear that word in Tolliver County?
Yes, anywhere in here.
Uh-huh.
You heard that word.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I have police children.
Well, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
right.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
I know I haven't been
heard. Yeah, I know I ain't been too familiar with my voice to hear it.
Uh-huh. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it. He'd say the man got awfully...
If I had a fishing rod and my son broke it.
Yeah.
And what would I say?
No, what? You'd get awfully. What?
Would I get off it?
No.
No.
How would you feel about it? Would you feel good or bad?
No, I wouldn't feel good about it. I'd feel bad about it.
You get what then?
Angry.
Okay, fine. That's
good. You could have been mad.
Yes, same thing.
Angry would have been better.
Suppose you've been working hard all day. So by nighttime you come home and you say, man, I'm really
tired.
Okay. Now, if a child misbehaves at school, the principal might send him home. Now, why would the school nurse send a child home? The nurse would send a child home because the child...
disobeyed the teacher?
No. Now, that's the principal or the teacher would send him home for that reason.
That's right.
Now, the nurse would send a child home.
Because he's sick.
Fine. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
In the stomach.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what's going to get you?
Well, they call us the devil.
Okay. Have you ever heard people talk about the boogeyman? The boogeyman's going to get you?
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
I've heard that a lot.
Well,
probably I may tell mine that sometime about the booger man. I get them by telling the story.
Well, now, is the booger man the same thing as the devil, or are they different?
Well, that's the same thing.
Same thing.
Okay. What do you say to your friends on December the 25th when you see them?
Christmas gift.
Okay.